The local high school and college sports year concluded this week as the summer sports season begins to heat up. Hello and welcome to this week's Camogie News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll have more on that in just a moment as we take a look at all of the big local sports stories of the week, including how the Arcata Tigers fared in their North Coast Section Baseball Championship game last weekend, how the new season is shaping up for the Humboldt Crabs, all the latest on the local Ute baseball season, why it's been a good off-season so far for a College of the Redwoods women's basketball, who had a big night at the recent Husky ESPYs, and why it was another good season for the Cal Poly Humboldt women's rowing team. But first up, the Arcata Tigers are NCS champions in baseball for the fourth time in eight postseasons after an exciting pitcher's duel in last weekend's Division 5 championship game. The Tigers welcomed Kennedy High School to Arcata for the deciding game and prevailed by the narrowest of margins, winning 1-0. Senior Ben Lukens was outstanding on the mound on the way to the victory, pitching 6 1/3 innings and not allowing any hits. Fellow senior Anthony Ebert came in for the final two outs and completed the no-hitter. In their four NCS playoff wins, the Arcata pitchers remarkably combined to give up just 6 hits while throwing 2 no-hitters. The section championship was the fourth all-time for longtime head coach Troy Gazzetti and the program, with all 4 coming in the past 8 postseasons. The victory also secured a place in this year's NorCal playoffs. The Tigers received a number 7 seed in the Division 4 bracket, but fell at the first hurdle, losing 9-8 in 10 innings at number 2 West Valley on Tuesday evening. In a back-and-forth and exciting showdown, the Tigers rallied from deficits of 4-2 runs and took an 8-6 lead in the top of the 7th. However, a resilient West Valley team scored twice in the bottom of the 7th to force extra innings before securing a dramatic win on a walk-off just 3 innings later. The loss officially brought the 2024-25 local high school sports year to an end. With that in mind, local fans will now turn their attention to the summer sports season, including the Humboldt Crabs, who began their 2025 season last weekend. The Crabs welcomed the Novato Knicks to the Arcata Ballpark for a 3-game season opening series and won all 3 games. A large crowd of more than 1,200 people showed up for opening night, and the team did not disappoint, winning 4-3 behind a strong pitching performance by former Eureka Logger Miles Standish. The Crabs followed that with another 4-3 win on Saturday night before completing the series sweep with a more dominating 17-7 victory on Sunday afternoon. The Crabs continued to roll on Wednesday night, taking care of business against the Humboldt Eagles American Legion team in the annual early summer matchup between the two local clubs. The younger Eagles, however, gave the more experienced Crabs players all they could handle for much of the game, and just 3 runs separated the two teams heading into the bottom of the 8th. But the Crabs would take control late and ran out to a 9-0 win to go to 4-0 on the young season. The Eagles were playing their season opener. The Crabs will be back in action this weekend when they host the Fresno A's in a 3-game series at the Arcata Ballpark. The series gets underway on Friday night at 7 p.m, followed by games on Saturday at 6:30 and on Sunday at 12:30. In other local baseball news, a busy summer of Little League tournament action got underway last week. The District 26 Junior League and Senior League Tournaments of Champions both took place at Bilotti Field in Eureka, with both championship games on Saturday. In the Junior League decider, the Eel River A's defeated the Southern Humboldt Giants 14-4, while McKinleyville's Evans Mechanical got the better of Eel River in the Senior League final, rallying from a 5-run deficit to win 8-5 in 8 innings. The local Little League action continues this weekend with the Junior League All-Star Tournament getting underway in Fortuna on Saturday. Switching gears, it's been a busy and productive off-season for the College of the Redwoods women's basketball team. After taking over the program late in the off-season last summer, head coach Bree Nordren had just 7 players on hand for much of the 2024-25 season because of injuries. This year, however, Nordren has a roster of 15 players available to her going into the summer classes, including 11 new recruits. And most of those players will be expected to have an immediate impact with the team. Among the players committing their futures to Sior are Arcata seniors Addison Wingate, Malaya Jackson, Emerson Brownfield and Kyan Pruder, as well as Fortuna's Callie Chittenden and Jorlin Villalvazo, and St. Bernard's Aaliyah Vigil, Maddie Costa and Amaya Hare. At Fortuna High School, meanwhile, seniors Mariah Bravo and Jake Housewort were among the big winners at the recent annual Husky ESPYs. The outstanding duo were named Female and Male Athletes of the Year after big senior years for both. Bravo, who also took home the best female individual performance for her season in softball, was a five-sport standout for the Huskies during her high school career, also impressing in volleyball, soccer, basketball, and golf. Housewort, who will play football at Cal next year, was a standout for the Huskies in both football and basketball. Bravo's softball teammate Myra Hayes also took home a pair of awards, winning co-most inspirational female athlete and female breakthrough athlete. The Fortuna cheer team was named Team of the Year after winning a first ever NCS championship in the sport, while softball head coach Eric Helms was named Coach of the Year. And rounding out a busy week in local sports, the Cal Poly Humboldt women's rowing team fell just short in its bid for a fourth all-time national team championship. The Lumberjacks traveled to New Jersey to compete in the Nationals and placed second to Embry-Riddle in the Division II championships. The Jacks did take home a national title in the Varsity 4 division, capping a flawless season that saw them go undefeated against Division II opponents. And that's this week's Caymud News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.